This is Mike Roth. Welcome to the Open Forum in the Villages podcast. In this show, we're going to talk to leaders in the community, leaders of clubs, and interesting folks who live here in the villages to give perspective of what's happening here in the villages and information that I think all villagers should have. We hope to add a new episode every Friday morning at 9 o'clock. This was a tough week here in the villages, Florida. I had two different guests lined up to do a set of great shows for Open Forum in the villages. Unfortunately, both of them canceled because of the hurricane. And instead, I recorded my impressions of the hurricane as it was happening. Today's Open Forum in the villages is going to be a little bit unusual. We had Hurricane Ian come across the Florida Peninsula on Wednesday and Thursday, and during the transition of Hurricane Ian across the Florida Peninsula, I had a microphone set up in the studio, and I recorded my impressions of what was happening on a minute-by-minute basis. I compressed the whole thing down to less than 4 minutes so that you can understand what we saw here in the villages. Luckily, what we saw here in the villages was nothing like what they saw on the west and east coasts of Florida. The flooding that the national news has shown in Orlando and the Tampa area and southern Florida is nothing like we got here. And now, let's listen to what my impressions were of the hurricane as we lived through it here in the villages, Florida. This is Mike Roth on Open Forum in the Villages. Today is Wednesday, the 28th of September, 2022. I'm recording this before the Hurricane Ian hits the villages. This morning, at around 6 a.m., there was a very light rain here in the villages. Now it's 9:30 a.m., and there's still no heavy winds or rain. We're in the calm before the storm. Hopefully it never gets really bad here, but we're prepared as prepared can be. We'll continue these recordings for the next 24 or 48 hours to see if it turns into an interesting show. The time is 9:35. As you can hear, we're getting some light to moderate rain, very low winds here. Just saw a car moving around on Yardham Terrace, but most people aren't moving around. No vendors, just the sound of rain. This is the 12 noon report. Here in Osceola Hills, we have extremely light rain and almost no winds. The rain gauge measures 1 inch of rain at this time. The rain gauge measures 1 inch of rain at this time. It's about 3:30, and we've had a few more showers and light winds, but nothing spectacular yet. It's about 5:30 now, and we're getting, again, light showers and a little bit of wind. The storm track now seems to be taking the storm significantly south of the villages and to the east of the villages, meaning that we're probably not going to have a bad night here, but we'll see what happens. It's 7:30 a.m., and it rained heavily during the night here in the villages in Osceola Hills. It's still raining, still windy, but it looks like there's no flooding. We expect it to keep raining until about 2 or 3 this afternoon. It's about 3 p.m. on Thursday. We have lighter winds, a little bit of light rain. I guess the hurricane is more or less over. It's now 4:10 p.m. on Thursday, and the streets are dry. It's cool in the 60s, and there is gusty wind to about 20 miles an hour.
Remember, our next episode will air live next Friday at 9 a.m. on our regular subscriptions. Bonus subscribers can get early access to episodes. Should you want to become a sponsor of the show, contact me at mikeroth@rothvoice.com. If you know someone that you think should be on the show, send me an email at mike@rothvoice.com. I want to thank everyone for listening to the show. The content of the show is copyright by Roth Voice 2022, all rights reserved.